AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Much of the nation is watching for severe weather. The nation's midsection is in the bullseye. It got whacked earlier this week by tornadoes and flash flooding. Here's the Storm Prediction Center's Corey Mead.
There's going to be a risk for tornadoes. Some could potentially be strong, very large hail and damaging winds.
The prediction for parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas. Meanwhile, subtropical storm Anna is drifting toward the Carolinas. It's expected to dump as much as 4 inches of rain over parts of the Carolinas in the next couple of days. Half an hour from now, the April jobs report comes out. Our Jerry Bodlander's in Washington with what we should expect.
Economists expect the jobless rate will drop to 5.4%, with around 215,000 to 220,000 jobs added last month. That would be a nice bounce back from a weaker-than-expected report for March. And says Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi would be despite the negative impact of declining energy costs and the rising dollar.
The energy-related losses will continue through the summer, but the losses related to the dollar appreciation will continue on through most of the remainder of the year.
Analysts will also be looking to see if workers' wages are increasing. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A stunningly strong election victory for the British Prime Minister David Cameron and his Conservative Party. He's gone to Buckingham Palace, as is tradition, to tell the Queen that he has the support from the nation to form a new government. A flight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to New York had to make an emergency landing after the cabin filled with smoke. The Delta flight was forced to land in Charleston, South Carolina. Passengers said they could hear a smoke alarm beeping and the cabin filled with smoke fast. Everybody's okay, though. This is AP Radio News. Today, the Justice Department may announce that it's beginning a civil rights investigation into the Baltimore Police Department following the death of a black man in police custody. Here's our Sandy Kozell.
A person familiar with the matter says the Justice Department has agreed to conduct an investigation into whether Baltimore's police engage in discriminatory patterns or practices. An announcement could come today. Baltimore's mayor asked for a broad federal investigation following the death of Freddie Gray, who sustained a spinal injury while in police custody last month.
Hundreds of people filled a church in New Jersey yesterday for Ben E. King's funeral. He died a week ago at the age of 76. NorthJersey.com calls it a final ovation for the lead singer of the legendary group, The Drifters.
Stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand.
I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.